The CIA's use of enhanced interrogation techniques did not work. The CIA repeatedly misled the White House, the Congress, and the public with claims that they did work, and the interrogations were brutal and far worse than what the CIA was telling both policymakers and the public. Those are the top conclusions in the so-called torture report, the Senate Intelligence Committee's close look at the program created by the CIA to question suspected al-Qaeda captives after 9/11 using techniques like waterboarding. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says the report is wrong and releasing it endangers U.S. national security. But Republican Senator John McCain, who was tortured by his captors in Vietnam, passionately defended the report's release and conclusions.
Our enemies act without conscience. We must not. This executive summary of the committee's report makes clear that acting without conscience isn't necessary. It isn't even helpful. We should be grateful to have that truth affirmed.
The report runs over 6,000 pages, but only the executive summary of about 500 pages was made public today, with names of countries that hosted secret prisons for the U.S., the so-called black sites, redacted, the names of CIA personnel blacked out as well. And it seems to say what other reports and other people have said previously. Here and Now contributor Jim Walsh is in the studio with us. He's an expert in international security at MIT's Security Studies program. Jim, your thoughts on what we're hearing and reading today?
It is true that we've heard elements of this before, but when I sat down and watched Dianne Feinstein give this dramatic, even historic speech in the well of the Senate, I went, wow, I think this is a blockbuster. There are really two big pieces. One is about torture. Arguably, the bigger piece is about a CIA that went off on its own, misled the White House, the Congress, destroyed evidence, destroyed videotapes, made claims of success that were untrue. That really goes to the heart of Democratic practice. Those are big charges. Yeah. So I really felt sort of a sense of drama watching this.
Well, Dianne Feinstein, again, the head of this subcommittee that released this report. Let's go through it one by one. Let's start with the effectiveness. We went back through our own reporting files. We remember former FBI agent Ali Soufan saying there was no actionable intelligence gained from using enhanced interrogation techniques that couldn't have been gained from regular tactics. When the film Zero Dark 30, which was about the hunt for Osama bin Laden, came out in 2012, that film suggested that the brutal interrogation did work, that it led to information. But at that same time that film came out, an earlier version of this same Senate report came out, concluding back then as well that the brutal treatment was not central in finding bin Laden. There are still people who do not believe this. It just, what has to happen, Jim? Because this is, we've just had so much about how the effectiveness, there was just no effectiveness.
Yeah, I hear you. And not only was there a lack of actionable, relevant data that you couldn't get some other way, sometimes you get misleading information. And that's costly if someone puts you on a false trail. I think there's what we have here is an image in some folks' minds of the TV show where there's a plot and we've got 36 hours or otherwise the nuclear weapon goes off in a downtown city and people are willing to do anything. But mm-hmm. And that may be true on TV, but that is not true in the real world. Senator Feinstein spoke to it directly, saying of all the cases they looked at where torture may have contributed information or not or led to wrong information, in none of those cases was a threat actually imminent. So this is not being used because we've got a deadline and the clock is ticking sort of thing.
Well, but there are also instances Vice President Dick Cheney claimed that these harsh interrogation techniques found a courier who was important to al-Qaeda. But then it was discovered that the Pakistani who was supposed to have given up that information after waterboarding actually gave up that information before the harsh techniques.
Right, exactly.
Did I get that right?
Yes, that's precisely right. And in the presentation, the findings, Feinstein sort of goes through five different things. One of them was they got the information before the use of torture. Another was, some of this was misleading. Another was, maybe you got some information from the guy, but you already had that information in hand or got it from another source. So it didn't end up being something that was crucial or unique to an investigation.
You talked about really being taken by what we learned today about how much the CIA dissembled. Does it answer any of the questions that a lot of people are asking about who knew what? Did President Bush know?
One of the more shocking elements is that they did not brief President Bush. I've just started reading the report until something like 2006. They have a memo that which they read on the floor of the Senate where they specifically said they weren't going to tell Secretary of State Powell because he would, quote, blow his top. I mean, this was widespread. You know, the CIA and intel people operate under special rules. We give them special license. Because of what they do is in a secret world, a black world. But the way we're supposed to make this work in a democracy is we have oversight. We have members of Congress who keep an eye. But if you are misleading the committees that are supposed to provide oversight, then that really, you know, you risk a real abuse of power.
Briefly, Jim, just got about a minute here. Will this endanger Americans abroad, as many claim?
You know, I don't think – I mean, we'll know in the next, you know, 24, 48 hours whether there'll be protests. You're not really getting that sort of sense from reporting in the field in the Middle East. Listen, people have complaints about us all the time. I mean, we're taking out – we're conducting airstrikes in Syria every week. They're going to find something that they we're going to get upset about. Releasing that report doesn't change that at the end of the day. And this is not about what other people think about us. This is about how we think of ourselves and conduct our business in a democracy. That's the most important audience here are not the bad guys. It's us, American citizens.
Here now, contributor Jim Walsh, an expert in international security at MIT Security Studies Program, on today's revelations about the use of interrogation, harsh interrogation by the CIA. Thanks so much.
Thank you.